I'll be good. Okay. All right. So, fun. How many of you guys think that fun is a part of, like, that would be a word you described for your homeschool? Yeah? Fun? Uh-huh. Cool? No? Okay. Okay. We didn't have a lot of people raise their hand. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes I tell my kids this as well. All right? Not everything gets to be fun. All right? Some things are serious, like some of your, schooling and different things like that. Sometimes everybody's like, well, make it a game. The kids will want to do it. I'm like, okay, to a point, right? But sometimes you just got to get cracking and do it, right? This stuff that we're going to talk about is having fun so that those other times you're like, okay, no big deal, right? Does that make sense? Okay, you got to have fun in your life. Okay, we're going to talk about why, too. All right, what is the number one issue that comes up all the time? Oh, yeah. They're working on it. Okay, so just talk real loud. Okay. I'm going to have to be careful, though, because I'm singing tonight, and if I talk too loud and lose my voice, no bueno, okay? All right, so just listen to me. Can you guys do that? And I'm not going to be as energetic as I am with a microphone.
Mom?
All right, what is the number one issue that you guys always hit? Oh, like your personal issue, right? What about on homeschool as a thing? Do you guys sometimes feel like people think you're weird once you say you're homeschooled? Or that you have to defend yourself because you're like, I'm homeschooled. Really?
I'm weird and I'm proud of it.
Do you like that? Like, do you guys ever get those types of interactions?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're going to talk about that number one, okay? Here we are. So I'm going to go through some funny memes first. Okay?
Woo!
Yeah. So, do you have friends? You're homeschooled. Do you have friends? No, this is my first human interaction in months, right? I don't get out. Okay? Do you hear? She homeschools and her kids are social. Gasp. Oh, no. I forgot to socialize the children. Oh, you homeschool your kids? Well, mine go to school so they actually get to socialize. Meanwhile, in school, no talking, no passing notes, no phones. You're here to learn, not socialize. It's right on, isn't it? Oh, what happened?
Oh, it
did. Okay. Your homeschool, how do you teach your kids to be social? I lock them up for 8 hours, make fun of their clothes, push them into lockers, tease them for not conforming, and then give them an iPad so whenever we go out, they don't have to interact with anybody. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Okay. Did you guys get to work?
I'm going to see. Okay. I tested something.
Okay. All right. Also, though, I'm gonna put it out there, but you guys got to be real careful with what I'm about to tell you. Okay? You got to be real careful. Can you handle this information?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
I do think there has to be a homeschool bully. Somebody's got to take on the charge once a day. Just a little bit. Okay? You know who it is in my house? My husband.
Testing.
He takes it very seriously. Okay, it's in there. Okay? But not the bully like out here. Just, you know, the funny kind. You know what I'm talking about?
I definitely do.
Like a little bit of pranking, a little bit of fun, keeping it real in the house, okay? But not the mean kind. You got me? Has everybody got me? Okay, good. All right. Aren't you afraid of public school or public schooling will make your child weird? I met a weird person one time and they went to public school. What if it was flipped, right? They always say the other time. Like, all the homeschool kids that I meet are weird, right? Are you sure you want to homeschool? Won't you turn out weird? Right? No. Okay, what if your homeschool kids don't fit in with the rest of society? That's the point. Okay, first they say my kids are smart. Next
testing,
they say
testing,
they're
one,
well-spoken
two, three.
And friendly. Then I tell them we homeschool. But what about socialization? Right? Oh, no. Okay, let me see if this one works. It didn't work in our last one. I love this guy, Eric.
Yeah, they say that homeschoolers are socially awkward. Well, that's true. Why is my son so good at picking up chicks? Who's socially awkward now? I guess it's still us.
That guy, actually, he's one of my favorite influencers. He's really fun, but he'll be at the Great American Homeschool Conference at their different location. I don't know which location he'll be at, but he's really awesome. Okay, so this is what I have it happen all the time. Not as much, though. I'll say this. I don't get this question crazy often for this reason. Have most of you met me?
Yes.
No.
Okay?
I have.
Okay, do I come off socially awkward?
No.
No, I have no problem picking up a conversation with anybody. Have no problem asking you how your day is going or carrying on a conversation, right? Okay? And do you notice that I'm pretty confident in myself?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I walk into a room and I say I homeschool my kids, do you think anybody's going to be like, what? Okay, it also helps that I have a master's degree in education. I've worked for education 20 years, right? Okay, I'm really good at what I do, so not many people question me. But there are people that are my dear friends at homeschool that get these questions all the time. And I have got them once or twice, okay? So, in fact, it was your uncle, one time, great uncle, it's her great uncle. I was standing in line at a funeral. And he turns around to me and he says, Brianne, he says, why are you homeschooling your kids? He's like, don't you think they're going to miss out on all this stuff at school? Like, how are you going to socialize them? And I said, okay, Val. I was like, it's not really school or here. It's like families, right? And I said, but I will put my kids in school. I'll do it if you can do one thing for me. And he's like, okay. Okay, Brianne. And he knows I'm working up to something, right? And I said, get out your high school yearbook.
When the clock strikes, have that sense.
I didn't know I was going to have to do this. Okay, so get out your high school yearbook. My punchline is gone. We're just going to dance. We're going to dance. Go, 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 go. Okay, good. Okay. I can teach you a dance class if you guys really wanted to.
Yes!
Okay, get out your high school yearbook and let me know if every single one of your peers were socialized and ready for society, if they were completely normal. You know what he did? He turned around and he said, touche, touche. Yeah, right? It's not public school that socializes the kids. It's not homeschool that makes people weird, okay? It's what you want to do with it. It's your family life. It's how you get out there. This is a great way to do it. You ready? Okay, we're going to go past that. But actual social education. Now, we're going to talk about this for just a second before we get to all the fun stuff. I'm going to leave the fun stuff for the end, so just know it's there. Okay? It's hanging there. So bear with me for a second with some of this other stuff. But you guys really need to have this in the back of your mind as you're doing things with kids, as you're doing things with adults, different things like that. What you're actually trying to develop. I don't even know if it works. Okay. Character and emotional development. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Practical life skills, essential cognitive and social skills. Okay? All right, so just on the way here this morning, I was riding with my kids over here, and I have one kid that's a whiner. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm not even going to cough it this time, okay? But I have one kid that likes to whine a lot, all right? And that person was doing it, and I was like, we talked about this. You can't whine. Whining's a bad thing. It makes people like the hair. Do you guys have whiners in your family? Anybody got a whiner in their family?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all got one. We all got one. And maybe you are the whiner. Anybody? I'll feel it.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. You hear me, Aaron?
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so you got a whiner. What does it do to you when that person whines? Oh, you're like, right? Do you get like all tensed up? Like, oh my goodness, stop, right?
Okay.
Also true. It's a true story. Do you guys get to act however you want and it affect nobody else?
No.
No. So that whining puts everybody on edge and things can crumble, right? But what do we have to do first to fix it? We have to be... You can read it.
Understanding of feelings.
Self.
No. Awareness.
Self-aware. You have to know that you're doing something wrong, right? Now, sometimes you won't understand that your social behavior is affecting somebody in another way. How many of you can take constructive criticism?
Anybody?
Okay. I am not a gentle parent.
Testing, testing. Aaron, can you hear me?
I'm not a gentle parent. Okay. Do you guys know what I'm talking about when I talk about gentle parenting? Like, oh, maybe you shouldn't do that. Okay? I am not that. Okay? This is my son up here in front. So, if he's, like, sometimes this kid likes to bother people sometimes. He likes to tease them and different things like that. And sometimes it's okay. Sometimes it's not. Okay? But I will walk up to him and I'm like, that is annoying. You need to stop it now because that person obviously doesn't want you to do it. Right? Does your parent come up to you and immediately tell you what's up? Anybody? Who's got a parent that'll tell you? Like right to your face, okay? How many of you get agitated when they tell you that stuff? Thank you for being honest, okay? You can get agitated, but what I want you guys to be is I want you to allow that to inform your self-awareness. Sometimes we don't know that a behavior that we do is irritating other people, right? The whining, we all know that it whines. If anybody brave enough to share something that they're like, okay, I was doing this, somebody told me, and I finally recognized that I probably needed to change. Anybody? No? You got one? Tell me.
Wait, what did she say?
Sometimes I'm not patient.
You're not patient, okay? Who told you, or did you figure it out by yourself? Your mom told you. So what did she say? Do you have the dialogue? Tell me what she said. Did she say, this action that you did, is you're not being patient, and it's leading to these types of behaviors. Like, we need to shift, right? Did she basically, like, say, we need to change that?
Yeah, basically, she
said,
we need to be more patient.
It is. It's great, right? Okay, all of you probably have a similar story. Yeah? Are you looking into your soul? Okay? How many of you have been told that there's a something that you need to be more self-aware of, and you won't? Like, you're like, mm-mm, she don't know what she's talking about. Or he doesn't know. Oh, thank you for being brave. He's got one. Okay? How many of you? Anybody? Anybody got something that you're like, okay, maybe I should work on that. Okay. All right? Okay, do you want to share yours?
Sure.
Okay, share it.
I used to think I didn't brag or anything. But, like, show off.
Yeah.
Turns out I show off a lot.
Yeah. Okay, you know what, though? Okay, I'm gonna go into this point, too. So, I always tell my kids, the one thing that makes you, like, the least desirable or like you know, like that, those like qualities where your parents are like, I'm gonna rip your head off, right? Are actually some of the things that are gonna make you awesome later in life. So you're showing off, right? It doesn't mean that you now have to be this like kid that's like so humble, like I have no talents. Right? How can you, like, instead of like totally like getting rid of it, how can you use that for good? Can you like make it go through your ways?
Sure. Probably just like expressing at the right time.
Okay. And how about not bragging, but being confident, right? Those are two different things.
Yeah, we need to show.
When it's the right time. I love it. And did your parents help you to figure out those right times?
Yeah.
Yes. So it's important to listen, right? Okay. The other thing that I'm going to tell you guys, too. How many of you guys want to get married? Who said heck? We're going to talk about, I have changed, I'm going to put these slides down, we're going to talk, no, I'm just kidding. Okay, all of you guys want to get married or have good friendships or whatever, right? Okay, some of these things, the more aware you can be as a youth, the better person and companion you're going to be to somebody later on. Does that make sense? I tell my kids this all the time. Like, I'll come up to it, like Jade, I'll come up to her and I'll be like, hey, listen, no man going to want to hear that, right? So take the rat, kill it, and don't act like that because you want to be a better spouse than that. Has your parents ever told you anything like that? No? No? Think about it in that term. Or you could do an employee. Like I sometimes I'll tell my son, I'm like, no person is ever going to want to work for a boss who acts like that. Anybody? Yeah? Nobody's ever going to want you to be an employee if you act like that, right? So put it into a future context. Okay, so once we're self-aware, now we need to learn how to regulate our emotions. This is one of the pinnacle points of being a human being. People who can't regulate themselves are people who make the news, are people who make our world crazy, are people who make your life crazy. Do you know someone? Don't tell me who. I don't want any examples, but think in your head. Do you know anybody in your life who you're like, wow, I wish they would be able to regulate their emotions. Anybody?
Can I?
No, I do not want you to tell anybody. This one's a no tell. Does everybody have one? Those people, I want you to think right now, how does it feel to be around those people who can't regulate themselves? Up or down? Come on, be more. Come on. It feels good? It doesn't feel great, right? So when you have a hard time regulating your emotions, how do you think people like being around you?
Yeah.
You just caught my eye. So
that's what I was
how about
talking
it?
About.
You don't love it, right? They don't like being around you. What about your parents? Your poor parents, right? Do you think they like being around some crazy chick, some like, because you flipped out because somebody stole your shirt or your hair's not going right, right? It's okay to have the emotion, but you have to regulate it, right? Okay, all right, so resilience and grit, we're gonna go with that. Dealing with failure, embracing challenges, and learning from mistakes, okay? As we go into these social areas, you're going to hit failures, right? You're gonna lose your temper sometimes. You're gonna do things, right? But we want to have enough grit inside for us to go across it. All right, we're gonna go through all this stuff. I'm gonna get to the fun part because I can tell you guys are getting a little. I'm gonna go to the fun part because I can do the fun part. All right, okay, here's some life skills before we go on. Home management, financial literacy, time and priority management, health and safety. All of these things go, oh, I can use the mic?
Yeah.
Okay, great, thanks. All of these things will contribute to you being better socially regulated. Okay, all right? So as you're going through these things, the more you're responsible in all of your other things, you're going to be more socially regulated. Okay, and then essential cognitive, critical thinking and problem solving, okay? Communication. Digital literacy and leadership and teamwork, okay? We're gonna keep going. All right, so here's our goal. We want to have impulse control, role preparation, we've already talked about that, and these are the places we get most social, okay? I wanna know, how many of you guys have a family where you feel like you have a lot of social stuff going on? Raise your hand, I wanna see everybody's, yeah? You might have a family that just doesn't talk to each other, and that's okay too, I guess, but we're gonna talk about that. School. Anybody? Like, we're talking co-ops, different things, anything that looks like school, like learning in groups, different things like that. We're not talking public school, we're talking about any type of learning scenario, okay? How about peer groups? How many of you guys have peer
groups? What does
that mean? A group of people that you're like, yeah, they're cool. Okay? Workplace, anybody has work? Yeah, you got work stuff going on? Mass media and religion, church or Instagram, Facebook, okay? All right. Which one of these, I want some people to talk from the audience, which one do you think is affecting you the most and how?
Family?
Annabelle.
I think my peer groups, because I do sports with them, and like, we're always together, we're always living together, especially at school.
Totally. Totally. Do you get a lot out of those interactions?
Yeah.
Does it make you really excited to be able to go and be part of those and stuff? Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
Family.
Your family. We have a lot with family. Homeschoolers have a lot of time with their family, right? It is actually harder to do some of these social skills in family settings sometimes because we're so comfortable with people that sometimes we're not our best selves, right? We're our best selves for our peer groups when we go outside of the house and we're like, put on the pretty face, we're okay, right? But sometimes at home, because we're so comfortable people, we can be, right? Peer groups for you too? Uh-huh. Do I have a microphone? That's fine. Okay, anybody else? Yeah.
I like being around people I'm working with, and when you're working towards a common goal, I feel like it brings me
I love that too. Like when you get to like, when you have a goal, you take steps to reach
what
it.
Is happening?
You learn so much about people when you do that stuff, right? And especially like, okay, if you have, like before you get married, I know I always go back to the dating and stuff too, I know I should just do another dating 102, but when you are dating somebody, do a project together. See how they act when hard stuff comes up because they will tell you a ton about them. Hey, any other ones?
I think for co-op.
Oh, yeah. Do you get a lot? What do you feel like when you go to co-op? Do you love those experiences? Do you like the class time or lunch better?
I like all of it.
All of it.
My
so you get super excited to go that day. Yes, awesome. How about this? Is anybody interacting a lot online?
No.
Not really? Sort of? You got some? What are you doing? A YouTube channel. That's fun. Okay, how about comments and different things like that? Have you met people through the YouTube channel? Collaborations with them stuff? What kind of YouTube channel do you have? Game development. That's really fun. Have you made your own game? That's cool. In your YouTube channel, are you doing game development or are you like playing games for people to watch? Development and? Okay, do you ever get like nasty comments from people? All the time. Has that taught you how to, like, how do you regulate yourself? Do you fire back? Or do you like, it just is what it is. The internet is the internet. the second one, that takes a lot of emotional regulation, right? And sometimes those things really do get to you. Yeah? Anybody else dealt with online bullying or anything like that? Anybody? No? Okay. Well, we'll pass it. And religion. How many of you guys socialize at religion? Church youth groups, firesides, all those kind of things. Camps, right? Those are super fun. Okay, so we're going to go past this. All right. Are you guys ready for it?
Yes.
Now, I cannot put on an exhaustive list of everything that I do because we do not have time for it.
It's impossible.
But the things that I'm showing you are just the things that I have created in my community. Like, I did it. Okay, because this is the reason I'm telling you guys this. If you don't have social experiences, if you don't have fun and memories happening, whose fault is it?
Yours.
It's yours. Okay. So my kids don't develop all their social experiences. I do it too. All right. If you don't have parents who like to develop social experiences for you, or they're like, I don't want any kids at my house. I just got to clean. Find a person who does. Like, a lot of kids come to my house. My kids don't go to a ton of other people's houses. They don't get invited as much. I'm just the active mom doing it. So find that group. Does that make sense? So if it's not happening with you, find another mom who's doing it that your parents trust. Does that make sense? Okay, here we go. Ready? First one. Oh, sorry. I forgot. I was like all hyped into it. Okay, in my religion, I know not everybody is the same as my church, but we call this SIPs. When you create activities, spiritual, we talked about this yesterday, physical, intellectual, social, okay? Plan them in all of the areas, okay? So that you're well-rounded, even in your activities, okay? So, here's the first one, IDX programs, competitions. I know, look, oh, look, this is Annabelle. She's sitting right there. There's Jackson. Let's see, do we have anybody else in the audience here? We have Hunter, Jade. Where's Jade at? Oh, Jade's up here too. Right there. Oh, look how little she is. It's fun. Okay, these are competitions. Here's the thing. If you put stuff on a calendar, guess what's going to happen? What? It's what? It's happening. Okay? All right, no matter if you're tired, no matter if you're like, you know what, I'd rather watch a Netflix movie today. Okay? No matter if you're like, actually, I think I'm going to paint my toenails for the fourth time this week. Okay? Whip. Nothing else is getting in the way when you put the ink to the paper. You know what I'm saying? Okay? We have a huge calendar at home. We put stuff on it. We plan it because also this thing. Who are you? You guys yes people? If anybody calls you, you're like, yeah, I'll be there.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'll be there.
Yes.
Okay? Yes people? That's an awesome thing, but it can also get you in trouble because sometimes you don't do your own things. Does that make sense? So you put what you want on there first. And that way when Avery calls me, she's like, Brianne, come get me. And I'm like, no, Avery, I'm having fun. Come with me. Right? Okay? But you can say, no, I already have something on the calendar, and you don't feel bad about it. You know what I'm saying? Okay? So competitions is a great way to do that. Get some of your homeschool friends together and go compete. It is fun. I don't care if you lose. Whatever. We happen to win all of these because they had me as a mentor.
Yeah.
This is a whole other class I could teach. But we had kids over for months. Right, Annabelle? Months. They were over after school. They were over on Saturdays. They were everywhere. Right?
So fun.
Okay? We did science projects. We learned. We had ice cream parties, pizza parties. We had all the things. And then they took it to ISU and won the whole competition 2 years in a row. Right? It was amazing. We had field trips out of it. We had people coming over to the house. Now, do you think I wanted to show up every single time?
No.
No. But if you make your parents sign you up for a competition, guess what's going to have to happen? It's going to have to happen. You could do a spelling bee for all I care. I don't care. There's a history competition that's nationally. There's tons of things all over. Sign yourself up for some competitions. Okay? Next one. How many of you guys are in drama? One, two. Oh, my goodness. There's not very many of you. Theater is awesome. It is so much fun. Okay? I put on a children's drama camp this last year, and I've been involved with them. We've done them for like 14 years in our community. Okay? So much fun. Tons of things going on. Okay? Project-based learning classes. How many of you guys have people to come over and, like, do things? Like, I want to learn something. Let's do it. Yes? Yeah? Good. Anybody else? Nobody else is doing this? A little bit? Okay? A Pinewood Derby car that you're learning about aerodynamics is not fun to race by yourself. I only got one chuckle. That was a good one, you guys. I'm just kidding. Okay, so. He got it. It's fine. Okay, so when you do things, sometimes things are better with other people, right? So if you want to learn about something, tell me something you want to learn about. I'm designing it right now. As we sit here. Tell me one thing you want to learn about.
I want to learn how to play the harmonica.
That was a good one. I did not expect that one. Okay, she wants to learn how to play the harmonica. Now, this one might be better at first by yourself. Okay? Yes. She picked a hard one for me to group it out. But this is what we're going to do. We're going to learn the harmonica. And then we're going to make ourselves a band. Have any of you guys tried a band before?
No.
What? Right? Because piano, you want to do, you guys are all going to learn an instrument, and you guys are going to have a band by next year, yes? Okay. You've tried a band?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Taking your talents. How many of you guys hate practicing your instrument at home? How many? How many of you hate practicing your instrument? Anybody? Okay. What if you were playing in a band, and Avery's like, I'm going to sing, and Jade's like, I'm going to play the piano, I'm going to play the guitar, right? And we're going to put together something, and we're going to go, maybe not compete, but we're going to go do a talent show together. Do you think you're going to hate it after that? No, you have a purpose now, and you get to have social interaction. You see that? Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Next one. Okay. I teach music lessons. I'm sure your parents don't always teach them, but I have, like, tons of kids coming in and out of my house all the time. So if you guys have people coming over to your house, make excuses for people to come over to your house, right? Hey, we're having a game night tonight, or we're doing this, or whatever. Hey, my mom's really good at math. Come on over, and we'll help you both. You know, whatever. Have excuses for people to come over, okay? This is another community theater one. This one's a big one, okay? So I was just the director for the Little Mermaid play. We had 100 people on staff and in the play. It was a lot to manage.
It was so good.
Okay? It was so good. We sold out almost every
so
single
good.
Night. It was amazing. The last night, you guys, Ursula lost her voice. She lost her voice. And guess who filled in?
Ariel.
I did.
Ariel.
I was in the back. She stayed out, I had to stay on the side, and I had to sing her song through a microphone while she was out on stage. It was crazy. You guys were there?
Yeah.
It was crazy. Okay, so up here, Newsies. We did a Joseph and the Coat of Many Colors. This one was the greatest Christmas pageant ever. This one was Cinderella. This one was Into the Woods. This one was Oliver. We have more than that, too. But we're always involved in it. Guess what happens? Do we ever get to say, like, oh, actually, I don't want to socialize tonight? No, we go to practice, we have fun, and we, like, so sign yourself up for some stuff. Does that make sense? Has anybody else been in a play? Oh, good. I'm so glad. So good. What's your favorite one?
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan? Annabelle?
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, for sure!
Little Mermaid.
It was so fun, huh? Peter Pan. You guys, I had people crying after The Little Mermaid because I made it so fun. I'm telling you, it was amazing. Okay. All right, your spiritual stuff, weekly activities, camps, firesides, youth conference, goal planning, gospel lessons and teaching. Be there. Be present. Okay, how many of you guys sometimes don't want to go to these things? Anybody? Okay, sometimes. Okay, sometimes they can be boring. Sometimes, you know, like it's not your group of people all the time. Sometimes your leader's not your person. Right? Does anybody feel that way sometimes? Yeah? This is what I tell my kids. It's not about you at the activity, but what you can give to the activity. Can you guys repeat that for me? It's not about
you.
What you can give. Okay, always remember that. Okay, also in my town, okay, I do a huge softball league. It's got like 250 kids in it from pre-K all the way to graduating seniors. We have a high school league. We have a middle school league. We have elementary leagues. And every year I put together this for all the kids to participate in. We have fun stuff. That's just the high schoolers up there. We have tons more kids. And these are like the things that I put out to people. How many of you guys are involved in sporting stuff? Yeah? You having fun with it?
Yes?
Okay. It's a super big thing. It's a lot of work for the people doing it. These are excellent opportunities to get out and socialize. Okay? I also, this year, started an aerial class in my aerial silks class in my town. And I'm not saying you gotta go out and start an aerial silks class to have fun, okay? But go join them, all right? This one's fun. It went from like 5 people wanting to do it. Now we have 3 class fulls, okay? It's amazing, it's so much fun. Okay, Social and Hollies, this is where my money's at, you guys. This is where you can have so much fun with your friends. Holidays and special events. Have you guys, do you guys have a holiday or special event that you're like, oh my gosh, that was so much fun? You got one?
4th of July. Sure.
Tell me why.
It goes all out for
Trevor. What do they do? I love that.
We usually do I know one year we jumped cars.
Jumped cars?
We put on a pirate versus British fighting event with fireworks and stuff.
Do you sell tickets to this?
It's free.
Where do you do it at?
Just our house.
Really? How many people do you have show up?
Depends.
This is awesome. You have 100 people come?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I'm talking about right here, you guys.
That is so fun. And that'll be a memory forever, right?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving with all friends and stuff like that. I literally emptied my entire office, all of it. Put chairs, tables in there, bought all new games, did all this stuff, whatever. And they had a blast.
Also,
Oh my goodness, that's fun. Annabelle?
Also the 4th of July, because the 4th of July is my little twin brother's birthday.
Yeah.
And at my house, I live on the reservoir, and so there's a fireworks show, and then there's bounce houses and all these food vendors.
That's awesome.
That would be the best birthday ever.
Aberdeen, but Annabelle's family manages the reservoir out where we live. We have an awesome firework and boat parade and everything and for the 4th of July. It's so cool.
They made up Kids Day.
Go for it.
And it's where we were really fun to do it. One time we were just doing it. The drink was actually Jello, so we could drink it. And then ice cream was actually had mashed potatoes on the school's birthday.
Really? Oh my goodness, that is fun. Kids Day. That sounds fun. Does anybody else make up a holiday? Anybody?
Yes Day.
I'm not doing a yes day.
No.
I am really fun, but not that fun. Okay, yeah.
September 21st.
What did you do on September
21st? My mom went to Alaska, and the hall is about a week long there.
Yeah?
So, mom would do a celebration in September 21st, so in fall.
Yeah.
And we would go out in the woods and camp. Apple cobbler and then talk about what we're thankful about.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Okay, these are so much fun, right? Use them to your advantage. And I'm going to show you guys how I'm going to use them in just a second. So, all right, now this is where it gets real, okay? So, special dates and dances. How many of you guys are at the age where you can date and go on dances? Anybody? Not very many of you, so I'm talking to a few. Everybody else, just listen. Okay. This one I talked a little bit about last year because it happened right, something happened. I think I shared this a little last year, okay? Now, you don't have, I did spend a little money on this, okay? So you don't always have to do that. You can make it fun without spending money, but I like getting limos, okay? It's so much fun, okay? But this one was his first, let me tell you this first story, okay? See this girl right here? She's cutest, most talented thing ever, all right? But I found out, I was cutting Hunter's hair one day, he was going to a shooting thing. Oh, yes, I do it. Yep. Oh, this one right here? Right here?
Just stand there. Stand.
On this side. Oh, gotcha, okay.
Do you have any more videos?
No, I'm good. And really, that one's not, we don't have to.
Playing over there.
Gotcha, that sounds great. It's okay, thanks for all the sound help. It's okay. All right, it's okay, they did it to me a lot, so that was payback. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so anyways, I was cutting his hair one day before he was going to a shooting tournament. And he's like, hey, I was talking to Shaylee the other day, and she said she doesn't have a prom date. I'm like, ooh, this will not do. So I ran upstairs, I called her mom, and I said, hey, I was like, would it be, because it's the day of, right? Sometimes girls don't want to be asked the day of. I'm like, if Hunter asks, would she want him to go? She's like, let me go ask. And I hear this, yes, in the background. It was so cute. Anyway, so I come down. I was like, hey, Hunter. I was like, do you want to ask Shaylee to prom? And he's like, sure, no problem. So we go over to, I had to get him all of his stuff ready. I had to get him a double date because the one girl was going to go with her too. And I got on phone with this limo company. I was like, get me a limo tonight. And he came. And he came. So he met us in American Falls on the way back from our stuff. We got all the boys ready. The limo shows up. We drop the boys off in the limo. They drive up to the girl's house. And the girls have no idea that the limo's here or whatever. The mom knew, though. And so she created, like, this scavenger hunt for him and stuff like that to do in the limo or whatever. It was epic. So fun. Okay, so then the next year, when I had time to plan, okay, I leveled it up. Okay, so I got with all the parents. Now, just so you know, I have kind of a reputation in my town, right? I do. So when they found out Hunter was going with somebody, we had an exhaustible list of people who wanted to be in the group, okay? Guess how much it ended up being?
16.
We had 16 people, okay? So I had to up the limo budget. It was bigger. It was a big old, what was it? Like a Lincoln Navigator or something?
It was a white.
Yeah. Anyways, it was super fun. So what they did in the morning, they went over, did a ballroom dance class. They came back. The girls had a special spa day at my house. The boys were kicked out. They had to go get ready somewhere else. The girls came in. I had robes for them. We had pedicure stations. We did all their hair. I had professional people come in. We did, what else? Oh, I even had two massage people come in to give them massages. It was great. Okay. And then the boys came back. We took pictures. They got in the limo. And then we started our murder mystery party. And it was a progressive dinner. So we went to all these different people's houses and did a murder mystery party. Then they went to the dance. You guys know how long they stayed at the dance? It was like 15 or 20 minutes. What? How long did you stay? Funter, how long did you stay at the dance?
Funter.
It was like 15 or 20 minutes.
Funter.
It was like 30 minutes. I was like, why are you guys at my house now? I'm going to send you back. Anyways, but they did and they came back. And then they had dessert and finished the murder mystery part of our house. It was epic. It was so good. Do you know that he already has like a wait list for people? He got asked to prom this year by a girl literally a month ago. You guys, do you know what prom is? I know, it's crazy. Okay, but Hunter always has to wonder. He's like, is this for me or for my mom? We have to know. I'm just kidding. It's for him. He's so fun. Okay, but they have such a blast, all these group activities, okay? So, use those. Oh, also, it did it again. Sorry, I'm just going to stay on this one. On a note on that, though, how many of you guys, okay, now, so who goes to Highland here? Anybody? Highland? No? No? I mean, like, in that district. Nobody? Nobody? You do? No? No? No. I hear their prom is pretty good, though. Is it pretty good? Okay, I've heard rumors. All right? I will tell you this, okay? Aberdeen's is not. Okay, that's why they left after 30 minutes. It was just kind of whatever. They didn't even have a DJ. They had people going over and just pressing a button, like to play another song or whatever. And the thing, that's why they left, okay? So I'm going to tell you this. If whatever event you're planning for isn't awesome, what are you going to do? Make your own, okay? Just have people come dance at your house if you want, okay? All right, back to this one. Field trips. How many guys go field trips with your family? Tons of you guys? You guys just went to Park City last week.
It does count.
I love Park City. I spend every other year there in the summer. I love it. So good. Okay. All right. Topgolf is one of our new top faves. All right.
I love it.
So much fun. Okay. Swimming at Lava. Go down. Yeah. It's so much fun. Oki Escape Rooms in Blackfoot. Highly recommend. There's Delita. There's the Hale Center Theater. Have you guys ever been to that?
Yes.
I got season tickets last year, and it's blowing my mind, okay? We took our kids to Beauty and the Beast and Frozen. Absolutely mind-blowing.
And a lot
okay?
more.
We also have the Palace here in town. Okay, I haven't been there too often, so I don't know. But who's been there? Do you guys like it? Super fun, okay? All right, tons of stuff that you can do. Now, some of these things on here, okay, all of these things that I posted do cost money. what happens if you're like, your parents are like, I don't got the budget to go to Topgolf every week? Because like that Topgolf experience cost our family $400, okay? I have a big family, most of you guys do too, but if your parents say, we can't go to Topgolf every month, you're gonna say, okay, okay. But guess what? You guys can do stuff for free. I gave Jade a book this year, and I'll get to it in a second. Actually, I'll tell you guys that in a second. But you guys can plan tons of free stuff. You don't have to go to all these things, okay? And in fact, in our younger years, when we were grinding it to the point we're at now, where we have a lot more resources, we did a lot of free stuff, okay? All right, monthly group parties, friend invites. So we're going to talk about the monthly group party. So my teenagers have recently said, I want a little bit more, Mom. I want a little bit more social. And you're like, Brianne, how do your kids want more? We've seen the pictures, right? I know. But they're like me. We love social activity. How many of you guys like it?
Yeah.
You guys love it? I love it. Totally. Okay. So my kids are like, can we have a party every month? I'm like, sure. Okay. If your mom is not the person who doesn't want a party, don't be mad at her. Just find the mom who is. Okay. The trust, the one that your parents trust. Okay. So, but you know what I told them? I said, I'm not planning it. I'm not doing it. So I bought my daughter a book and I said, have fun, pick one, but it has to be well planned. You have to tell me well in advance. You have to pick something. You have to invite people. And before the teenagers leave my house, they have to clean it. Right? So, do you guys ever do that? Anybody? No? No? Do you guys go to these group parties?
Oh, wait. No. Sorry. No? I plan most of them, but I don't go.
You don't go? You plan your mom's parties, but then don't go to them? She has you trained well. I feel like I'm the wrong person to teach this if that's how she... I'm just kidding. I'm going to have to do this more often. Okay, planning is part of the fun, you guys, okay? Obviously, you can see how excited I get about all of this stuff, right? Because we plan it, and we have so much fun. So Jade has, like, literally post-it notes through all of this book. She's like, we're doing this one, we're doing this one, we're doing this one, right? All the things. How many of you guys have some things in the back of your mind you're like, yeah, I want to do that? Anybody? You got one? What is it? You forgot? That's okay.
Yes.
You don't know? That's okay. Yeah. Oh, okay, so you like want to do like a team building kind of thing, like where you get together and you work on something. Okay, okay.
Rock climbing.
Get everybody together. We got some awesome rock climbing out here, you guys. And we also, so this is fun too, look at your college resources. The Outdoor Recreation Center in Rexburg rents out the entire rock wall for not very much money. And I think ISU does too. And they have a ropes course, don't they? Yeah. So like, get everybody together, make everybody pay their part. Because like, if it's $200 to rent, okay, just say, okay, that's $20 for everybody. This is how many people we have to invite. And then we'll go and do the rock wall. Do you see how that works? Annabelle? Tubing, like water tubing or snow?
Water tubing, but specifically
flying. Flying. I love it. That's so much fun. Yes.
Doing a Valentine's party.
Perfect. Okay, this is where it gets real fun, is planning parties. Uh-huh.
Oh, what about this, like, night hike, and then you start getting, but you have to have, like, two people playlists.
I know, and those things take planning, right? Totally. So if she put, like, so, and I'll get to it. Hold on 1 second. How much time do I got? Oh, my goodness.
You've been on here for 43 minutes.
I have more time left at the end of the adults. I think I've been talking more to you guys about stuff. Oh, this one. Yes, sorry. I forgot.
Sorry.
Yes, no, totally. That one was, like, birthday parties, okay? Use it to celebrate yourself, okay? Nobody, listen, when you're an adult, when you're a mom, you might have a kid that's going to plan your party for you, right? But sometimes they don't, so you got to plan your own parties, okay? Plan some epic ones, all right? Plan your own birthday party. Say, hey, Mom, I'd really like to do this, right? Yeah, babe?
Like play dates.
Play dates. We love play dates, don't we? Okay? All right, now, here are some considerations as you plan, okay? Interests. Who are you inviting? Sometimes when we plan something, like Jade planned something the other day, and she's like, Mom, I want to do this, this, and this. And I think I'm going to invite these people. And I was like, well, you know, this person hates loud stuff. So we probably shouldn't invite them to this activity, right? It doesn't mean she doesn't like them. It doesn't mean they're a bad person. It just means that that activity might not be the best for that particular person. Okay? Hunter's got a friend who we took golfing one time. Okay? We took this whole group of kids golfing. Okay? We have an awesome golf course in Aberdeen who lets kids golf free. So we take the kids over, whatever. This kid loses his mind because he's losing, okay? Loses it, all right? And I'm like, we're going to have another golfing day or, you know, whatever. And I'm like, maybe not that kid here. He can come to something that's not competitive. But if we're doing a competitive thing, I'm not dealing with it, right? So you guys all, you know these people, right? So when you plan things, interests. Also, here's something else I'm going to tell you. Socially, internally, all the things. If you don't get invited, don't take it personally all the time. I have had a hard time. Like, okay, so I used to do this huge book club and ladies' night for people in my area. And it got so big because I didn't want to leave anybody out that I eventually stopped doing it because it was just so much work, right? Sometimes when we plan group activities, it doesn't mean that they don't want you there. It just might mean that it's overwhelming. Does that make sense? So if you're not getting invited to their stuff, start inviting them to yours. Does that make sense? If you want to have a relationship. Did that come through? Yeah? Okay. Safety. I didn't even talk to the adults about this because I know they already know. But I am talking mainly to the boys in the back. Anyway, I know I'm talking to you. I can tell. I can tell. Okay? When you plan activities, especially boys, your frontal cortex is not all the way developed. Not even to like 25 and maybe past. When you plan activities and you're like, this would be epic, right? Let's take, okay, for instance, and this one's actually kind of sad. I'm going to go from funny to sad. Did you guys hear about the two girls who just died this past week? Okay, so they got all this snow back in like Midwest, southern areas where sometimes they don't always get snow. Okay, they hooked up a sled to the back of a Jeep, driving. They swung out, hit a tree and pole, and both of the girls, one died on impact, and the other one was in critical condition. She passed away. Okay? That boy in the Jeep is going to have to live with that for the rest of his life, right? Okay? And it was like he wasn't being mean. He didn't want those girls to die. He wasn't, like, he might not have even been reckless, right? Because sleds can get going like crazy, okay? But what I'm going to say is sometimes you guys don't see the inherent risks in some of your activities. Okay, so for instance, here's another one. My husband and his friends used to, like, they would have, like, a class period where they'd go out and, like, cliff jump. Yeah. Anyways, sometimes that can be okay. For me, though, when I see, like, he bridge jumped when I was at BYU Idaho one summer, and I thought it was so fun. But then I went back in the winter, and when I saw when the water was down, and I saw all the big rocks that were where we were jumping at, and I'm like, oh, I could have been paralyzed, right? I didn't see the inherent risk. As soon as I told my mom, I was like, I was jumping off a bridge. She's like, that's stupid, right? Okay? But what I'm going to tell you guys is sometimes you guys don't see the inherent risks in those things. So I need you to run these things past your parents. And I need you to believe them when they say, maybe that's not safe. Okay? Did we hit that okay? And here's the other thing too. When you involve groups of people, girls, how many of you guys like going on risky dates? Like where you're like, I think this is, you do? Oh my gosh. I love it. That's okay. But sometimes people in your group don't like that, right? They feel unsafe. Make sure people feel safe, okay? All right, the weather. For instance, when you're planning, like one time Hunter planned a date for somebody, it was a group date, and they were to build kites, fly them in the backyard, all that kind of stuff. Guess what happened?
They rained.
It did. It was awful. So we had to pivot, right? So consider the weather. Don't plan swimming outside in the winter. Okay, cost and budget. You guys can do a lot of things free. But if you want to spend money, make sure your parents have it budgeted out or you're working for it. Does that make sense? Okay, and then time. All right, so we are out of time, you guys. We just hit it. But go through, this is what I encourage you to do. Go home tonight. Now, if all of your friends are doing this, there's going to be too many activities to actually do, just so you know. So maybe get with your friend group and say, let's plan just one thing a month or once a quarter. One monthly comes around really fast, right? But let's just plan one thing, one big group activity, okay? And do this for your parents too. It's really awesome when you get an awesome group of parents together. And you can rotate houses. where it's not just always at your house, where you can like go to different people's homes. So you say, okay, you've got January, plan it, we'll be there. You've got February, plan it, we'll be there, right? And you have this rotating thing. My husband had the most amazing experience growing up. My kids don't have it, and I didn't have it. I had to like plan things. Actually, I didn't get asked to a lot of stuff because we had a lot of drinking going on where I lived, and I wasn't a participant, and so I just didn't get asked. So I made my own kind of fun. I think that's why I'm so talented, because I was just working on stuff. No, I'm just kidding. I was crazy social. But his group was amazing, and here's the reason why. They had this awesome group of friends, okay? And those friends group, they would rotate houses, okay? Now, they were kind of boring in the fact that they mainly just watched a movie and had popcorn. But cool, they got together. If that's what it takes, that's what it takes. But they have memories with everybody. All the parents got to know everybody. They, you know, they just had an awesome group. Could you imagine how awesome and fulfilling that would be? It'd be pretty cool, right? Okay, so I encourage you guys, one takeaway from this is social is really important. It's super important for our brain. It's super important for our hearts. Plan it. Put it down. Figure out a way to do these things. If it's not with friends, do it with your family, but start planning awesome events. Start planning, it doesn't have to be big, it could just be family Friday, family game night, right? Start making traditions, and I guarantee you will have the best youth experience you'll ever, ever imagine. You guys trust me? Go do it. Have fun. All right, see you guys later. I'll see you at the keynote.